Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Ches. Kol Mezakeh Sarabim, Ein Chet Bo Al Yodoy. Mezakeh Sarabim is a very broad term. It doesn't mean just somebody who's Oisik in Torah and Mitzvahs. Not even somebody who teaches Torah. Somebody who's Ibigi Geben to the Tzibur. So when he's Mezakeh Sarabim, Ein Chet Bo Al Yodoy, he's not Nichshal, the Yetzirah doesn't plague him the way it plagues other people. The Rav says one line, Ein Chet Ba'al Yodi, Kidei Shelo Yehehu B'Gehenim V'Tamida B'Gan Eden. If he would fall an Avera, and there are Tamidim that he made worthy, and they are B'nei Gan Eden, so that itself would be the opposite of what he's accomplished as a Mezakeh Sarabim. And then the Mishnah says the opposite, V'chol HaMachtiyah Sarabim, the opposite of a Mezakeh Sarabim is a Machtiyah Sarabim, like Yerov Ben Avot, Ein ma speaking biyode las is tshuva. And the Rav says the same thing. Shelo yehehu began Eden v'tamidu b'gehenim. It could be that if he's a machti sarabim, maybe he does enough mitzvahs on a personal level that he would deserve Gan Eden. But the fact of the matter is that Gan Eden, Gehenim, these things have to do with emes. And midas emes is not served if hu began Eden tamidu b'gehenim or hu b'gehenim v'tamidu began Eden. Moshe Zocho, Vizika Sarabim. Moshe is both. Moshe is the greatest Mezakeh Sarabim in the sense that he took the whole Klal Yisrael and turned them into the Amah Nivcha. He is the Noisen HaTorah to Klal Yisrael. Vizika Sarabim. Not only was he Zoche himself, he was a Mezakeh Sarabim. Zchus Sarabim Toliboy. Which means that not only his personal Madrega of being Mezakeh Sarabim, means that the whole Rabim is a product of him. He gets paid for that. Shenema Tzidkas Hashem also. U'mishpotov im Yisrael. Pasuk is telling us that besides for the Tzidkas Hashem also on a personal level, u'mishpotov im Yisrael with the whole of Klal Yisrael is a whole another madrigal. It's not the pshat somebody was mekayim certain amount of mitzvahs. Amongst the mitzvahs he did was a gevaldig mitzvah being mezakeh sarabim. It's a whole different level of existence. Yeravam Choto, like we said before, Vehechti Yisarabim, he was Ovid Avod Zora, or rather, he was Morad in Malchus Beis David, which is like Avod Zora in the sense, he threw off the oil Malchus Shemayim by throwing off the oil Beis David, and with that he was then dragged down into destroying Klal Yisrael's Kesher with the Rabbi Nishlam. He barred them from being Oila, Yerushalayim, he set up Egle Zov, so Chet HaRabim Toliboy Al-Chatas Yerov Mashachotav HaShechtis Yisrael. The Pasuk says that the downfall of Klal Yisrael will be Al-Chatas Yerovam. What are we referring to? We're referring to the Hechtis Yisrael. So Mela, you see that the Choyvas HaRabim is Toliboy. Mishnah Yitzhak, Kol Mishayesh B'yodeh Shloisha Dvarim Halolu. We said that over here is three, the same way we had in the beginning of the Masech, Shloisha Dvarim Ha'elam Ha'amid. His Shloisha Dvarim Halolu are foundational tools. Except that usually when we have Sholish, either Gimel Chamurois, or Shlosh Dvorim, Amudei Ha'olam, they usually have some type of Keshe, the Maral says, with the Schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Here we have a different three. We have three things that are Mitalmidov Shel Avram Avinu. Doesn't say the Midos of Avram Avinu, he's from the Talmidim of Avram Avinu. Shlosh Dvorim Acherim Mitalmidov Shel Bilam Arosha. The Welt says that sometimes Bilam HaRosha could act and dress. He could put on a spodik and he could act as frum and as, you see the psukim in Pashas Bolok, where Bilam is posturing piously. But when do you see, the Welt says, the essence of a person? Look at the Talmidim Shel Bilam HaRosha, Lumas, the Talmidim of Avram Avinu. There are three midos which are really boiled down to the same thing. Ayin Toivo, Ruach Nemucho v'Nefesh Shvolo. The Rav Fataiches that the Ayin Toivo is the fact that he's a mistapik b'mashiyesh loy and he doesn't have a need or a wanting for other people's possessions. Avram Avinu says the Melch Sodom, Mechut v'atzorich na'al ha'mekach m'kol ha'shaloch, he's not interested. The Ruach Nemucho is, the Rav says, a dargo of anovo. This is Avram talking v'anoichi of v'efer. Nefesh Shvolo is nefesh is the part of a person which wants taivis, comforts, luxuries, indulgences. A nefesh shvolo is a zihirus v'aprisha min ha-taivis. we find by Avraham Avinu this concept. Hinei lo yodat, hinei no yodat, kisha yifas marat. Until many years later, he didn't realize that his wife was yifas marat. So that means Avraham Avinu was mitzuyin in these three things. Now, what's interesting is, we said before that whenever we have three, it's connected the Ovis Hakdoshim. These three very clearly parallel Kina Taiva V'Kovid. This that we had the previous Pekka, Kina V'Taiva V'Kovid, Metzinus Odom and Oilom. So Kina is clearly the opposite of that is Ayin Teva. Taiva, clearly the opposite is Nefesh Vola. Ruach Nemucha is the opposite of Kovid, Anovi Yisera. And Kina Taiva V'Kovid, we explained then in Perek Dalet that that's also based on Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasodim, which also has its cherish in Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So it's interesting that the Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu really are the three midos of Avram himself, and the midah which of course came from Avram, but it expressed itself mostly in Yitzchak. Avram's main midas are chesed, even though of course Avram was outstanding in the midah of Torah and Avodah as well. But Yitzchak is the Merkava of Avodah, Yaakov Avinu is the Merkava of Torah. Here we have the opposite. Ayin Ro, Ruach Gevoya, V'nefesh Uchova, Ayin Ro is the opposite. Bilam was a Chaymin moment. The Pasuk says, Mufushim Yitinli, Bolok, Moloi Kesef. Ruach Gevoya is that Gaiva of where he praises himself, Yedea Da'asel Yoin. And Nefesh Uchova is Bilam Boyal Asoinahoy. It was the lowest of low of Balei Taiva. Mabein Tamidiv Shel Avraham Avinu, Tamidiv Shel Bilam Rosh. What type of question is that? What's the difference between the two? What's the difference between Stalin and Rav Shach? What type of question is that? Talmidim shel Avraham Avinu eichlum b'olam hazeh v'neichlum b'olam habo. The Mishnah doesn't express the difference in this world. That's Pashut. He expresses the difference in olam habo. They are eichlum b'olam hazeh, but they're neichlum b'olam habo. Shenem alaham chloya v'yesh. They are the real Metzius, Yeshus. Voitzvesem Amale and their storehouses for an everlasting shefa will be full. Aval Talmidim Shel Bilam Rosh Yorshin Gehenim V'Yordan Leveh Shachas. L'maisa, their whole chelik is in Gehenim. And Yordan Leveh Shachas, that's their fate, everlastingly. V'ata L'kim Tarudin Leveh Shachas. Anshei Domim U'mirmo L'yechtzu Yimeim Ani Eftach Bo. This is the pasuk that's brought B'yachas to people that are full of lies and sheker and conceit and taivis, that Gehenim is where they end up.